So let's review. The Gemara elaborates on the halacha of nidim mechvayde. As the Gemara in the previous daf taught regarding erichin, davash haneshama toluboy kacher kula. If a person took on the erich of a vital organ such as his head or liver, the erichin is effective and he gives the erich of his whole being. Because the pasuk states, be'erkach ha-nefashis, the word nefashis implies davash haneshama tluyiboy, a vital organ alone accomplishes erichin. The Gemara discusses whether nidim mechvayde also applies to the other types of hektish and concludes as follows. Regarding kedushas bedek habayis kacher kula. If one consecrated the vital limb of a behemoth for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha takes effect on the entire behemoth, because the source for Nidim Mechvayde is from Erechin, which is given to Bedek HaBayis. Regarding Kedusha's Mizbeach, if one consecrated the vital limb of a behemoth for a carbon, it depends. But Kedusha's Haguf Kacher Kula. If the Aver is given a physical Kedusha and that the Aver itself becomes a carbon, the Kedusha's Haguf takes effect on the entire behemoth, because Pashta Kedusha Bekula. The Kedusha's Haguf is strong and automatically spreads to the entire behemoth. However, regarding Kedusha's Damim, if the Aver is given only a monetary Kedusha and that the monetary value of the Aver shall be used for a carbon, it depends. Bibalmum loy kacher kula. If the behemoth has a blemish and is disqualified from karbanas, the Kedusha's Damim takes effect only on the vital limb but not on the rest of the behemoth. Because Nidim Chvayd applies only to Bedek HaBayis, while this is Lemezbech. And Pashta applies only Kedusha's Haguf, while this is Kedusha's Damim. While regarding Tam, if the para is unblemished and is eligible for karbanas, the halach is subject to Rabbi's question of hikdish aver ladam of mau. If a person consecrated an animal's limb for its value, does pashta apply or not? Perhaps pashta kedusha bekula because we first apply one nigu. Nigu de kadosh chad aver ladamei, kadosh legufe. When one aver receives kedusha's dam, the kedusha upgrades to kedusha's aguf. And then we apply a second nigu. Nigu de kadosh chad aver kacha kula. When one aver receives kedusha's aguf, the kedusha spreads to the entire behemoth. Or perhaps lay pashta kedusha bekula, because trei migu lay amrinan, we can apply migu only once, but not twice. Zakta Mishnah. Paches me ben chaydish nidr avalei nerach. An infant of less than 30 days can be the subject of one's neder because it has value. But the infant cannot be the subject of one's erich, because the minimum age of erichin is from 30 days and on. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the case of hamarach paches me ben chaydish, a person who took on the erich of an infant of less than 30 days. He's certainly not obligated for the erich, because paches me ben chaydish lay nerach. However, a mayor holds nice and dumb. He must give the worth of the newborn to Hekdesh, because Eino Demaitzi Devar V'Levatala. A person does not make an halachic statement in vain. Therefore, Yideh Shein Erech and Lepachas Meben Chaydesh, Begum of Amal Hashem Dumb. He meant the dumb of the infant, because he knows that there is no Erech for an infant. While the Chacham holds Loyer Maklum, he does not give anything to Hekdesh, because O Demaitzi Devar V'Levatala. A person does sometimes make a statement in vain, and he meant Erechin, which cannot take effect. The Gemara also applies this machlekes to the following case. Ho'ima erich kli olai, person who took on the erich of a utensil. Remeir holds nice and damim, because ain't odem meitzi dvar v'levatala. While the chacham hold lo'er maklum, because odem meitzi dvar v'levatala. And the Gemara explains that it was necessary to teach the machlekes in both cases, because otherwise we would have thought the following. Perhaps Remeir holds odem meitzi dvar v'levatala. And he holds only in the case of Amarach Pachas Me Ben Chaydish nice and dumb for a different reason. Because the Gazer Pachas Me Ben Chaydish Atu Ben Chaydish. The Chacham were concerned that one might confuse the Erech of a Pachas Me Ben Chaydish with the Erech of a Ben Chaydish. Therefore they initiated that even the Erech of a Pachas Me Ben Chaydish takes effect as dumb. But Gemeir might hold in the case of Ha'oimer Erech Klei Olai Loi Maklum because the Lekele Meser. No one would confuse a Kli with an Adam. Therefore they did not need to initiate that the Erech Kli take effect. And according to the Chacham, perhaps the Chacham hold Ein Adam Meitzit Devar V'Levatal. And they hold only in the case of a marach pachas min mechaydish le maklum, because the tay savik yechad ikah erichin ben chaydish ikanam in the pachas min mechaydish. The person's intention was for erichin because he erroneously assumed that an erich applies to pachas min mechaydish as it does to a ben chaydish. But the chum might hold in the case of a oime erich kli olai nice and damim because delek lemiti vade odem yedesh in erich lekli v'gam of amal l'shem damim. The person's intention was certainly for damim because he knows the erich does not apply to a utensil. Mashmalan, therefore the Gemara needed to teach the machlekes in both cases, and Remeir holds in both cases nice and damim, because ain adam maitzi dvar v'levatala. While the Chum hold in both cases loy maklum, because adam maitzi dvar v'levatala. Zok the Mishnah, Evi kachav. There's a machlekes where the erichin applies to non-Jews. Remeir says, akum nerach v'loy marach. A non-Jew can be the subject of an erich made by Yisrael, but a non-Jew cannot take on the erich of Yisrael. Yehuda says vice versa. Akum marach v'loy nerach. A non-Jew can take on the erech of Yisrael, but a non-Jew cannot be the subject of an erech made by Yisrael. And v'zeh moedim sh'noidrim minidarn. Both agree that an akum can make a neder to donate the worth of Yisrael, and an akum can be the subject of a neder by Yisrael. As the Gemara explains, they disagree in the understanding of the following pasuk. Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'marta aleim ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha nefashis l'Hashem. The words b'nei Yisrael exclude akum somewhat, but the following word ish includes akum somewhat. Therefore, a mayor holds nerech v'le marach. Ish includes Nerech Fa'akim, while B'nai Yisrael excludes Marech Fa'akim. Because Shariba Kaza Ben Nerech and Yosef Mibamarichin, Nerech is more inclusive than Marech, as we see regarding Cherishai to Vekatan, Nerech Avaloi Marichin. While Yehuda holds Marech Veloi Nerech, Ish includes Marech Fa'akim, while B'nai Yisrael excludes Nerech Fa'akim, because Shariba Kaza Mibamarichin, Yosef Mibamarichin, Marech is more inclusive than Nerech, as we see regarding Tum de Madreganis, Marichin Avaloi Nerech. Rava concludes, Hilchasei, the Remeir Mistabra, Hilchasei, the Behuda Le Mistabra. The ruling of Remeir that Akum Loi Marach is more logical than the ruling of Rebbe Yehuda that Akum Marach, because the Pasukin Sefer Ezra states, Loi Lechem Bolonu Livnei Space Lekenu, which intimates that non-Jews cannot contribute to the funds of the Beis HaMikdash. While Tamid Rebbe Yehuda Mistabra, Tamid Remeir Loi Mistabra. The reasoning of Rebbe Yehuda to prove from Tum de Bandreganis is more logical than the reasoning of Remeir to prove from Chereshet V'Katan, because Tum de Bandreganis is similar to Akum in that the B'nai Deyaninu, both are mentally competent. While Chereshet V'Katan is different than Akum because the La B'nai Deyaninu, Chereshet V'Katan are mentally incompetent, while an Akum is mentally competent. And Rebbe Yehuda holds regarding the pasuk of Lo Yilechem Alonu Libnes Beis Likenu, this applied only during the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Shum Rifnin Yedaimu. We're concerned that the Akum's underlying motives are to undermine the Jews from building the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, betchila in Mekabmahem. During the building of the Beis HaMikdash, we do not accept any contributions from Akum. But besayif, dava masuyim in Mekabim, dava she'in masuyim Mekabim. For maintaining the building that is already built, we only do not accept significant items from Akum. But we do accept insignificant items, such as money for Arachin and water and salt.